Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 88 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on November 2nd, 2015. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name's Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler.
Peter Mandel.
How are you?
I'm good. I kind of sang your name there. Peter Mandel.
I know.
Did you like it?
I did. It was pretty good.
I was able to work that into the daily rotation.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, you use my name often, like on a daily basis?
Kind of.
All right.
Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones. Let's experience the magic together. Pete.
Kevin.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What is new in the exciting world of Rogue Comics?
You know, I realized something that, like, when you used to come here to the store, we would do it here. I mean, we would really, like, just sit here and talk for a really, really long time.
Occasionally, like, over, like, well over an hour.
Oh, way over an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, before, like, anything even got broken out, like...
I mean, we still sit and talk before the show for a while.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, like, we used to really, really just sit here and, like, you know...
Well, yeah, and then also, you know, I used to have the ability to just pop in the store during the week to tell you about what's going on.
That's true.
Yeah, I do miss that. I might be coming home for Christmas, though, so, yeah, there's that.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'll definitely pop in. But yeah, so before we get into the show proper this week, folks, a couple of mousekeeping items. If you're an Amazon shopper looking to do any shopping on Amazon.com, you want to get an early start on your holiday shopping, please, we invite you over to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com. Click the Amazon link at the top of the page. It takes you to the same Amazon page you've always gone to, only the White Dragon Podcast Network. It's a small percentage back of what you purchase. If you are looking to... help the network out financially in a more direct manner, you can always go to whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com/sponsor, where you can make a small monetary donation to the upkeep of the network, no matter how small. And folks, if you want to give the gift of Two Men and the Mouse to your family this Christmas, why not head over, another way you can support the show, head over to teespring.com, that's teespring.com/whitedragonpn, to pick up some official Two Men and the Mouse merchandise, including the Two Men and the Mouse t-shirt, proceeds of which go directly towards the server space for the increasing high cost of the server space to run this show. Also, folks, if you want to give your feedback to be read aloud on the show, you can join over in our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/twomenandthemouse, where we're always interacting with the listeners on a daily basis. And if you want to follow along my exploits down here in Orlando in the parks, you can add me over on Periscope. You can do that through my Twitter account, which is at WhiteDragonPN, or you can add me on Periscope as White Dragon Podcast Network. Okay, and tonight, the news, once again, compiled through Orlando Passholder, your one-stop shop for all Walt Disney World and Universal news. You can find that at orlpassholder.com. And also, folks, if you are a geek, please check out geekwatchtower.com, your one-stop shop for all geek news. That's going pretty well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's, updating it pretty frequently.
I guess that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, reported on the Gilmore Girls and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on that, yay or nay?
Oh, it's a big yay.
Really? I'm all nervous about it.
I'm not. I think we're going to finally see the way she wanted to end it, but we're not going to get into a tangent about Gilmore Girls again this week. Okay, folks, ready to jump into the news?
Are you asking the folks or me?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. The news brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. Okay, so there's not a lot of news this week. I'm going to preface that right now.
Oh, no. I like news.
Yeah, I know. But if you wanted to get into a tangent about something as we talk about stuff, like, feel free, because there's really not a lot of news.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to immediately... We have no worldwide news. There's nothing broad. Nothing going broad this week.
All right.
So there's also no Disney Springs news this week.
Strike two.
Though I did hear that they've been rolling some Christmas trees in there.
That's almost news.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I'm wondering, because I didn't go to the parks at all like in the last week. So I'm wondering if Magic Kingdom is decorated for Christmas yet. Because last night was the last Not So Scary, and now I'm hearing all this stuff about, like, Hollywood Studios is all Christmased out, but, like, I'm not sure if Magic Kingdom has rolled their stuff out yet.
Huh.
What do you think?
I mean, I bet you they're ready to go. I don't know. I mean, I know back in the day they put it all up at once. I don't think they do that anymore.
Last time I heard, they still do.
I mean, maybe Main Street, but you're telling me the entire park, all of that stuff goes out at once.
In one night, that's what I heard. You know, it might not have been last night because, you know, the park was open late last night. But, like,
right.
You're closing the park down at, like, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, like they will sometimes do, especially now that it's daylight savings. You could pop all that up in one night because if you have a whole team, like a team for each land.
No, I think only one person does it.
Just one guy? Is it Dave Weicker?
One hardworking.
Is it Dave Weicker with his hard hat with the Mickey ears on it?
I do like when they do the stop. Oh, it's not stop motion. What is it where they do the
time lapse?
They show you putting up, like the giant tree. Yeah. Oh, they're so cool.
Yeah. So, do you think November 1st is too early for Christmas stuff to be rolled out?
Well, okay, listen, I'm the person who it's never really too early. Same. I like Christmas.
Same. I'm okay. I fought it the first couple years. I think mostly because, like, other people around me were fighting it. But now, like, this year especially, like, Halloween was over, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not fighting it this year. It's Christmas officially. So,
you know, I mean,
I'm all down for two month long Christmas. I'm okay with it. I need Christmas for 2 months.
I am too. I really like Christmas music. But, you know, at the same time, I really don't go crazy Christmas till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, I'm accepting of all the Christmas in my life right now.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I'm not, like, actively seeking out, like, Christmas movies yet.
No.
That doesn't happen until after Thanksgiving. Then the end of the Thanksgiving Day parade, that's when my Christmas starts.
Really? So before you even eat?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, this year I'm not eating, so.
You're going to fast on Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, I'm down here by myself, so I really, like, I've got, you know, my family's all up in New Jersey, so we're just, you know, hanging out by ourselves this Thanksgiving.
Why don't you see if they can Periscope Thanksgiving?
That would be cool. I would like that.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you would eat, but...
You're probably...
Although I feel like you are, like, a Thanksgiving cooking kind of guy.
Oh, I am, but I'm not going to cook Thanksgiving, like, just for two people.
Yeah, but maybe that'd make you feel better.
Huh.
You could get a bunch of get your family here in Cranford, get a bunch of your friends to all Periscope their Thanksgivings. You could watch it. It would almost be like you were involved.
Interesting. All right, keep that in mind.
But only make the things you love for Thanksgiving. Skip all the stuff that you make for other people.
Keep that in mind. All right, so we have some resort news. The Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is offering extra dining offerings at 1900 Park Fair during the holiday season.
Okay.
The Grand Brunch at 1900 Park Fair will be available from 12:45 p.m. to 3 p.m. From November 22nd to 28th, and then December 20th to January 2nd. So all those, like, big, like, crazy go nuts periods of time, like Thanksgiving week and Christmas week into New Year's. Okay. There are no characters at this meal, though, Pete.
Oh, what's up with that?
I don't know. But, like, you know, 1900 Park Fair, breakfast and dinner all have characters, so.
Right.
Not sure how I'd feel about going there with no characters.
I know, me neither.
It is still a buffet, so, but it's a brunch. Yeah, I'm a little weirded out by the no characters thing. No water park news, no Magic Kingdom news, no Epcot news.
Well, all right.
Mm-hmm. We do have some DAC news.
I hope it's awesome.
Dancers are currently being cast for the Rivers of Light show, which is making everyone think that it's coming. They're saying the show debuts in spring of 2016, which is making everyone obviously immediately think Earth Day as the inaugural,
cool.
Right? Like, it probably should be Earth Day.
Yeah.
Which means that soft openings could start as early as March 2016, which would be really cool. So there's no specific dates announced, but they are casting for contemporary and Bollywood-style dancers, and the dancers are going to be silent narrators orchestrating the action. So here is the official full audition call. Disney Creative Entertainment is seeking contemporary and Bollywood-style dancers for featured roles in a new offering at the Walt Disney World Resort near Orlando, Florida. These silent narrators orchestrate all the action to convey the spirit of an ancient and timeless celebration choreographed by Oka Simone Mahanti. Rivers of Light, the new immersive nighttime experience coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom in spring of 2016, will combine live performance with beautiful floating lanterns, water screens, and grand theatrical imagery in a celebration of animals and nature. The event begins with the arrival of a pair of shamans, two complementary forces who come out to the river bearing gifts of light. Along with their acolytes or assistants, the shamans set out from the shore to elaborate on lantern vessels, engaging in a dramatic dance of water and light to summon the animal spirits.
Spoiler alert.
I know. So like, so let's examine this for a second. Shamans, all right, are going to come out to the river bearing gifts of light.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, along with their acolytes or assistants, which I'm assuming is the dancers.
Yep.
The shamans set out from the shore on elaborate lantern vessels, engaging in a dramatic dance of water and light to summon the animal spirits. This is going to be World of Color, but animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very, very excited for it.
Me too.
Good. I'm glad. Okay, so Hollywood Studios news. We have quite a bit of Hollywood Studios news.
Oh, good.
Santa Goofy is out meeting and greeting.
Wow, already?
Already. He's been out.
See, now, how do you feel about that?
I'm okay with that. Like, I'm very keen to go get my picture with Santa Goofy.
You know, it's weird. I'm assuming he's in the same location. I got my picture with him last year.
Where was he last year?
All the way in the back by, what's that stunt show?
By Lights, Motors, Action?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's in a different spot. He's actually, it's the former queue for the Backlot Express. Is that where he was last time?
No, I don't remember.
It's kind of there. Like, it's kind of on the streets. It's on the streets of America.
Yeah, maybe it is.
It's where they were doing the Sorcerer Mickey meet and greet recently until they moved him. But the thing I like about that is Santa Goofy is pretty much right at the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights.
Yes. Yeah, it has to be the same spot then, because that's where it was.
Yeah. Okay, so it definitely
you
is.
Know, it's funny because, like, last year I remember getting a picture, you know, forcing the kids. I mean, going with the kids to get a picture with him. And it was, like, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, totally sunny, and I am, like, just, I mean, the heat is just raining down upon me. To get a picture with Santa Goofy, I remember being like, huh. I want to feel all Christmassy and chilly, but instead I'm like, you know.
Welcome to my world.
Taking turns, like, staying in the shade for a bit.
Yeah.
But the pictures came out awesome.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so, yeah, Santa Goofy will be greeting guests from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 6:30 to close every day at Disney's Hollywood Studios, so.
He's got a little bit of a line.
Yeah, does he? I would assume he does, yeah, because I mean, it's something that you can't always get. The Osborne lights had their soft opening last night.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's looking pretty impressive for its 20th and final year. They've added new things, like some of the new things I saw, like just via pictures and stuff, were like Tinkerbell and stuff like that. There's like a Tinkerbell moving light. And there's a whole lot of stuff I'm going to do. I obviously haven't been there yet, but I'm going to hope to go sometime this week. I'll post it on the Facebook group when I'm going to go. If I can't get there this week, definitely next week, so that I can Periscope the Osborne lights for everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that would be a really cool idea. So, but now here was the thing I saw, Pete. There is a shirt that we both need.
Tell me about this.
Yeah, so this shirt, it's commemorating the final year of the
Osborne. Does the shirt light up?
No.
Oh, well, okay, one strike against
it. It's Mickey and Goofy on the streets of America, dressed as Santa Claus, putting the lights away in a box, and it says, "That's a wrap, 2015.
Huh.
Meaning,
I'm going to have to look and see.
Yeah, meaning final year of the Osborne lights. Like, it actually made me sad. Like,
yeah, that's almost too sad for me. Like, I don't know when I would wear it.
But like, when is it? Like, this is like a one of a kind shirt. It's like $32.95 though, this shirt.
But I mean, when do you wear it? Like, when you're all bummed out?
Maybe like when you're too happy and you need to.
Do you wear it after Christmas?
Maybe if you need like a reminder that like sometimes things go away.
Like, is that the shirt you wear December 26th every year?
Maybe. I could see myself doing that.
I don't know. I'm going to have to take a peek at it, though. Mm. Let me tell you something. You know how they have PhotoPass photographers in Osborne Lights, right?
Yeah.
It is the biggest waste of time.
Why?
It's just, first off, it's impossible. I did it last year.
I'm sure it's a lot of lines, right?
Okay. The free roaming, if you want to call them that, photographers, again, super waste of time unless you're trying to get a picture of you in a massive crowd.
Right.
Because really, that's all it is. It's like, oh, there's lights in the background, but it's just you and a massive crowd. But there's one giant line. So I'm like, what is this giant line? Oh my God, it's a PhotoPass line. I'm going to take this because this has to be the ultimate picture. Like, this is the one where they take the picture of you with the lights. I'm like, this is going to be great. We waited on this line, Kevin, for an obnoxious amount of time. But it was really just me that wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, we're doing this. This is great. We're going to enjoy the lights while we wait on this line. We got up there. It's like a picture with the light switch that turns on the lights.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome, except it really isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, we took that picture, and I was like, oh, no.
I
was so bummed out. By the way, that light switch is in front of that giant tree that they build that, like, constantly is changing, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. That tree is in no way, shape, or form in your picture. They don't have any kind of, like,
whatsoever.
No. It is just you with, like, some switch. Like light up, like, you know, toy soldiers behind you, like from Target, and that giant, really cool light switch.
Is it? It's like a giant light switch, though. Like, it's like,
it. Imagine a light switch that's like 6 foot tall.
Oh,
like, it's
okay. See, I mean, that's something.
Yeah, no, it's not something when you wait for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait 40 minutes for a giant light switch, but you know.
So, man, just giving you a heads up.
Okay, thank you.
Should you want to go and get a PhotoPass?
I don't. You know. Until I get the new annual pass that includes the PhotoPass, I'm not doing PhotoPass because it's a waste of time.
I get
I'm
that.
Not buying them. So, okay. So, did you hear about Club Villain?
Yes,
Club Villain coming to Hollywood Studios on January 16th. They've announced as the opening for it. Now, this is not something I don't. I mean, like, you'd think like this is going to be right up my alley, right? The $99 price tag has got me a little weary of it, though.
I can't say I blame you.
I mean, like, for you, that's an extra four bills.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't even be an option for me.
Yeah, four bills for a family of four to go to that? Like, I can't imagine.
No. Yeah,
that's
wouldn't
like,
even be an option.
That's like another night at a resort.
I mean, on top of the fact, it's a couple weeks, I think, before I get there. But
yeah.
I couldn't do it either way. It's just crazy.
Yeah, so here's the official description. Sunset Showcase loudly presents, I think it's probably supposed to say, proudly, unless they're going for a pun. Sunset Showcase case loudly presents Club Villain, a frightfully fun dance and dine event debuting January 16th, 2016. This spellbinding of evening features decadent New Orleans delicacies like tender beef strip loin, rubbed with herbs de Provence, voodoo sticky pig wings with citrus gremolata and spicy shrimp sautéed with andouille sausage, tomato, okra, and onions over creamy polenta. Trick-or-treat yourself to fiendish cocktail concoctions, specialty alcoholic drinks, plus beer and wine, hilarious stage show numbers, and up-close encounters with Disney's most dastardly doomsday divas. Mix and mingle with mysterious Maleficent, hilarious Queen of Hearts, the delirious Evil Queen, and the always far-fetched Cruella de Vil, and wicked jams from our house DJ. Tickets to Club Villain can be purchased for $99 per person, tax and gratuity included. Reservations are recommended and can be made up to 90 days in advance, either by booking online here or by calling 407-939-3463, which is, I believe, 407-WDW-DINE. This is also not available, Pete, on the dining plan.
Right, of course.
Like, it's not even a two-credit meal. Like, it's not available on it. This is a very steep price. Like, I don't know if alcohol is included in this. It better be for that price.
I thought you just read something about beer and wine.
It says that it's there. It doesn't say it's included.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I'm having a hard time with these hard ticket events.
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I look at it the way I look at a lot of things. It's, you know, it doesn't bother me. It's an easy no for me. So I mean, I feel like they should, you know, have as many as you want. I feel like the people who do want to go, you know, should go. And if there's not a market for it, Disney won't offer it anymore.
True.
But, you know, honestly, for me, things like that are pretty easy.
It's a pretty easy
yay
no
or
for
nay.
You, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of know.
I mean, I feel like I have to go just to, like, try it out once. But, like, it's $100. Like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
Just, like, to go and, like, what if the food's not even good and it's going to be crowded? It's going to be screaming kids everywhere? Like,
well, I wouldn't think it'd be super-duper crowded just because it is expensive. And I would never go to a Disney event, you know, assuming the food isn't going to be good. I'm not saying that it's going to be great. I'm just saying.
That food did sound good. And the one thing the press release doesn't say, apparently it's very Dr. Facilier-based.
Okay, good.
Like, he was on all of, like, the pictures and stuff.
Right.
which, you know, we reported a little while back that Hollywood Studios was going to be doing something with the villains and that they were casting for Dr. Facilier. So.
Are you excited that his daughter's on Descendants?
She is?
Yeah. You know, those little Descendants, well, probably. They're doing Descendants 2 now, I believe. But those little cartoons they do, those Wicked World cartoons.
Oh, I didn't know they did those.
They introduce her into it. It's very cool.
Interesting. Okay, so now some more food news for studios. All year Minnie Mouse meals at Hollywood and Vine coming.
Okay, what's that mean?
Okay, so all year, Hollywood and Vine is now transitioning to be all character dining. So okay. Breakfast is still play and dine at Hollywood and Vine. And then after that, you're going to have seasonal Minnie Mouse meals that are going to be featured all year round.
Okay.
It's starting on November the 7th. So here's what you got. January 4th to March 20th, Minnie Mouse, along with it's Minnie, Mickey, Donald, Daisy, and Goofy. January 4th to March 20th, they present the glamour of Hollywood. That's the theme.
Okay.
Okay. From March 21st to June 5th is going to be the delights of spring. June 6th to September 11th, the excitement of summer. September 12th to November 6th, frightfully festive Halloween party. And November 7th to January 3rd will be Christmas themed or holiday themed.
All right. That all seems to make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. Like, this seems like something I'd want to do, like, once a quarter because I want to see what the different themes are, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd get that crazy, but yeah, it definitely sounds doable.
If you lived down here, you'd get that crazy.
Yeah.
I like to think you would.
I don't know.
No?
Maybe.
All right. Okay, moving along. That actually does it for the news this week.
Wow, that's it?
That's it. I told you.
Do you want to make up any wildly incorrect speculations?
I am guessing that a Spider-Man ride is coming to Animal Kingdom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Spiders.
Right. Arachnids, which are part of the Animal Kingdom.
Right. It's actually a radioactive spider ride.
Exactly. It's not about Spider-Man at all. It's about the spider.
Right. It's actually the story of the spider.
Universal may have Spider-Man, but Disney's got the spider. The spider starts it all.
Right, and he's like a little Pixar spider. He's all happy looking.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
So, did we cover last week whether or not you got your tickets to Star Wars?
I don't know, but I did.
You did? So did I. Midnight at Disney Springs. So very.
Oh yeah, I think we did talk about this.
Okay.
Very exciting.
All right, so there's nothing else we need to discuss then.
Nope.
All right, so folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned. More Two Men in the Mouse goodness coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weicker autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weicker.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. Folks, we here at WDPN love Disney, and that should come as no surprise to anyone. But we never lose sight of the fact that the entire Disney universe sprung forth from the mind of one man. Walter Elias Disney and his tireless quest to create magic has inspired all of us for decades upon decades. But there's so much we can learn from a man like Walt Disney, who so embodies the ideas of chasing your dreams and daring to believe. And perhaps Walt's greatest accomplishment and journey was the creation of his ultimate dream, Disneyland. But how can you apply the shining examples this man set on his way to creating a landmark that has stood for six decades to your own life? You can find out in The Wisdom of Walt, Leadership Lessons from the Happiest Place on Earth, a new book written by college professor Jeffrey Barnes. Jeff examines the incredible journey Walt undertook to create Disneyland and the lessons he garnered from years of hard work and American ingenuity. He encapsulates it perfectly and then shows you how to apply this to your own daily life. Furthermore, he examines what the park means to the Disney universe, the United States, and the entire world, showcasing what can happen when a dream truly becomes immortal and outlives the man who created it. What better way to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Disneyland than by reliving the adventurous, real-life endeavor of a man who dared to dream the impossible and brought so much joy into our lives as a result, and then apply his journey to your own life in the end. To pick up your autographed copy of The Wisdom of Walt, visit thewisdomofwalt.com or download the ebook copy from the Amazon Kindle store and start applying the wisdom of Walt to your life today.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hi there. This is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Hey guys, this is Corinne Chandler from Mouselineous Discussions, the Disney television and movie talk show here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, reminding you that every Monday is Mouselineous Monday on WDPN. Kate Smith, Kevin Kessler, and I pick a different Disney topic to discuss each week, ranging from top five lists to movie reviews to major announcements coming out of the Walt Disney Company. Then we close the show out with Kate's Disney Recipe of the Week, where she'll teach you how to make a variety of dishes only found in Walt Disney World, and I pose a trivia question to you all, meant to test your knowledge of all things Disney. So please tune in every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, and WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com for a new and magical episode.
Nobody cares, Corinne.
Shut up, Kevin. I'm plugging your network.
Oh. Okay, keep going. I like your announcer voice.
Thank you. Mouselineous Discussions on WDPN. Come join us and let's get magical.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
Folks, the four theme parks of Walt Disney World hold amazing treasures that will build memories that will last a lifetime. Unforgettable truly does happen there, as the new slogan likes to say. But it's come to our attention recently that a lot of people that travel to Walt Disney World like to take a day where they don't go to the park. So this is a foreign concept to me.
Me too.
Yeah. But I've talked to enough people where it's like, oh yeah, the first day we're just going to hang out, you know, or the last day we're not going to do the parks, things like that. And it made me scratch my head at first, but then I started thinking about it and I realized that there's so much to do outside the parks that there's got to be, if you do one of these days where you don't go, there's actually a nice list of things you can do to still have a really magical experience.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about how it could be anything from, like, you know, kind of a rest day in between to your first day to your last day.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of opportunity.
So that is why this week, Pete and I are counting down the top 10 things to do in Walt Disney World with no park ticket required. So, okay, so typically, though, we were saying this is a travel day. Like, this is your day one or your day two. Like,
yeah, I would have to think it's either first day or last day.
I mean,
right?
Typically for me, day one was still always going to be go to the park.
Right, but we also, we rarely got there, like, you know, late.
Well, yeah, we always would get there in the morning. But, right. You know, I know plenty of people that get in later than that. Like, they get in, like, 2 or 3 o'clock, in which, like, a $99 park ticket is not going to, you know, it's not going to fly for that day.
Right, it's not worth it.
Right. So here, this is our top 10 list of things. Put in the order that we deem fit. We can't start with Magic Kingdom this week, Pete, because it goes against the entire, you know, function.
One of them isn't go take the bus to Magic Kingdom, sit outside and just look.
Just bask.
Yep.
Just stand outside the bag check line and just be like,
what about this? Go through bag check.
Go through bag check, but then don't get through the touch.
Just practice bag check. That's important. My backpack this last trip had like 25 zippers, it felt like. So I always felt unprepared getting up there.
Right, and then, like, you know everyone behind you is like, oh, this guy with his backpack with 25 zippers.
And I feel bad because at the end, I started not even unzipping them. I was just unzipping, like, the main ones, and I hope they realized there was nothing in all those tiny little compartments.
Right. I mean, how much do they actually check?
Well, I hope they check a lot.
Well, they, like, but you know what? That actually bothers me sometimes because I feel like they don't check them well enough. Like, sometimes I'll bring my bag up and they'll just kind of, like, not even look in it. They'll just kind of feel it and then be like, okay.
You know, I always feel like that they have some kind of technique.
Yeah. I like to think that.
They purposely make it look like they don't know what they're doing, but that secretly they really know what they're doing.
Well, because here's the thing. Sometimes you'll get the guy that just kind of, like, touches the bag and tells you to go, and then right. you'll get Dick Tracy, who, like, really, like, dives into your bag and, like, takes everything out and, like, looks with the little flashlight.
I'm okay with Dick Tracy.
Yeah,
listen, I'm that way on a plane too. Like, I firmly believe,
oh no,
that if I'm going through security, it's all good. Please look, I have nothing to hide.
But anyway, let's jump into the list.
Let's do it.
Okay, so number 10 is something that you and I have never done, but I see the allure of doing it.
Okay.
Number 10 is golf in all of its forms that, you know, so adults may want to partake in one of the many Disney golf courses that are found around property.
Yeah, golf's a big thing.
Yeah, or families can partake in miniature golf, which are Summerland and the other one.
I would like to do both. I'm never gonna.
Have you ever played, like, a real round of golf?
Okay, listen, here's the thing. I really like golf. I live probably, I mean, you know where I live, Kevin.
You live about 2 minutes from Hyatt, yeah.
I live, like, literally, like, maybe 3 blocks from a golf course.
Yeah, I used to work at that golf course when I was right out of high school.
One of my customers in here is one of my favorite customers, is a golf instructor and golf coach at a high school.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do golf. My wife has pretty much forbade it.
Well, see, like, I feel like I love the idea of golf, even when I worked at the golf course. But, like, I am terrible at golf.
I think I wouldn't be terrible at golf. But my wife is like, you have so many hobbies. Do you need one more? And I'm like, eh, you know what? I'm not sure I can argue with that.
Yeah, I get that. I definitely get that. Because, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat right now.
Right.
People ask me all the time, like, hey, you want to go golf? Like, especially down here, like, we can go golfing at Disney. And I'm just like, I'm like, I would literally be like the worst person to bring because I've never really partook in golf. I'm terrible at it.
Do you make up excuses like, oh, man, left my clubs in Jersey?
No. I'm always just like, listen, I am the worst golfer that's ever lived. Like, I will make everyone else on the golf course hate our group because I will be the one that has to make everyone play through.
Right.
So
are you ever like, hey, maybe I'll just caddy?
I could do that. I used to like going to the driving range when I worked for the golf course. I used to just be able to walk into the pro shop and grab a handful of driving range tokens. So my grandfather's Christmas gift that year was I just put a big thing of driving range tokens down on the table for him. I was like, there you go.
Didn't even wrap it. You just smacked them on the table.
Yep. Pretty much.
That's nice.
Like gold doubloons.
I like that.
Like I was hiring him for like some pirate assassination. Train me, Grandpa. Yeah. All right, so number nine, I think, is probably the most simplistic one, but it's probably also the most obvious one, but it wasn't number 10 because we've actually done this, and we haven't done the other ones. It's explore your resort, the resort that you are staying at, if, in fact, you are staying on property.
You know, I can honestly tell you there have been times I haven't done this.
Like, not really. Because, see, I feel, especially if it's a new resort, if it's one you've never been to before, you need to take that first hour or two to just really get to know it. Like, walk around, find the gift shop, find the restrooms, find the food court, but get your rapid refillable mugs. You know, maybe visit the food court, have a snack, have a meal. Figure out where everything, find out where the ice machine is. Figure out where everything you need to figure out is in your resort. Really explore. Caribbean Beach, we did this right away. We found the quiet pool. We found the main pool. We, you know, explored the room. It's very important to get to know your resort because it's going to be your home for the next week or so.
I agree with you. When we went last year on Thanksgiving, it was actually nice in a way to kind of get there nice and late, have an awesome dinner, and then not have to do anything. So we really walked around the resort a lot.
That was Caribbean Beach, right?
Yeah. Now, typically, I won't do that because, you know, I'm getting to the hotel at 10 o'clock in the morning and we want to get right into the parks. And I almost sometimes miss, like, really just kind of lounging out a little bit. There's not a lot of lounging on my trips. So if you can have one of those travel days where you're not, like, bound for the park immediately, walking around your resort is so nice and relaxing. I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I do like that a lot. So, exploring your resort, definitely a clutch moment for you. Number eight, shop. Shop till you drop. If you're not going into a park, this is your chance.
You know, this is my super guilty thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like that Caribbean Beach shop, I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I like any gift shop in a hotel. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, totally. Especially if what's the name of it? The boutique in Polynesian. I love that gift shop.
I don't.
Really?
I don't. And you know, I just went in at, you know,
it's
granted,
got so many, it's got so much like Polynesian resort merchandise, so that's what I like.
I don't, you know what? I think sometimes they have, I'll give you an example. We stayed at Beach Club one time and our villa was like, I don't know, blown up by some kind of like sprinkler system thing. They couldn't give us what we had got. So we ended up getting three, albeit fantastic rooms in Yacht Club. So you're like, oh, Yacht Club, it's like connected. You're in the same hotel.
No.
So that's cool. Let me tell you something that's not cool at the Yacht Club. The Yacht Club store is not very cool. Beach Club store
is awesome. Super
Yacht
duper
Club
fun.
Store, you know, you can get there a lot of like polos and like golfy things. Like it's not nearly as cool for what I want as Beach Club store. So I found myself wandering all the way through to the Beach Club just to go in their store.
Huh. Interesting.
Weird, right?
Yeah, very interesting.
But that's how I kind of like the Poly. I feel like sometimes the deluxe resorts, and I need them to have more of a Caribbean Beach style.
Yeah.
Like store.
I get that. But, you know, like when some of my best friends were actually in town just last week. And so they, some of my best friends from back home, and they got here and they immediately went on like a shop tour. And they went around to a bunch of different resorts and they went to, what do you call it? They went to actually the Fantasia store in the Contemporary.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we did because they came and they didn't do a park the first night. And they were like, yeah, we went to the Fantasia store. I said, what is the Fantasia store? And apparently, it was the it was the one in the Contemporary, like, you know, that big like Fantasia area out there. So you can get a lot of your shopping, and especially like if you're not like a crazy person like you, for instance, who plans your t-shirts out accordingly, you can get some cool t-shirts for the rest of the trip if you're going on a first travel day.
I don't know who would not do that, but okay.
Well-adjusted people. Okay, number 7, vehicle rentals. So,
wait, like renting a car, a Galima?
No, not like that. I'm talking about rent a speedboat, go parasailing.
You know, parasailing is something I really want to do.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? They do it in Bay Lake, and I'm not crazy about that.
Why?
Because I feel like there's alligators in Bay Lake. Because someone told me there are alligators in Bay Lake.
Wait a minute. So you're like... So we're operating under the premise that you are falling somehow?
What do you think happens at the end of the parasail? You go in the water.
They bring you back in the boat.
Oh, do they?
If you don't want like a wet landing, they just roll you back in the boat and you're good.
Are you sure about this?
Yes.
You don't fall in the water.
Do you think what do you think happens?
I think that like you just drift down into the water and they kind of reel you in. Oh, wait, that really doesn't make sense.
No.
I've never really thought this out.
No, so listen, if there are alligators, cool, maybe you can see them from 400 feet up.
Right.
But, like, you are probably not going to come face-to-face with those alligators.
Right, okay, I'm with you.
So I wouldn't worry about that part.
Alligators are also very slow. I feel like they're not like sharks. They're not shark scary.
I don't know. An alligator rolls you. You know, I mean, I've seen Batman, like, beat up an alligator in the comics.
Yeah.
But, like, you're probably not, like, that death roll is going to get you, Kevin.
But they have to get you before they get the death roll.
Right. And I mean, really, if you fall, I don't think they get tangled up in the parachute.
Like, I don't think they're getting me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they're going to get to me.
Well, don't you think they want to stay away from the giant speedboat that is? It just doesn't seem like the kind of thing
I feel like they're not very afraid of much.
Well, listen, I think that's the wrong part. I think that the right part is that. Being up that high and being able to see everything and having your camera. Yeah, and they do a whole picture package.
Oh, do they?
You can like, basically you're buying like an SD card, but they'll take pictures of you going up and coming back down. Cool. Oh, that seems fun.
Yeah, it does seem fun.
I want to do it.
Yeah. Also, you can rent bicycles. You can rent a Surrey bike. I know you have issues with the Surrey bike.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Or you can even go horseback riding over at Fort Wilderness.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. They have a horse. You can go horseback riding.
Okay.
No park ticket required for that. So there. Number 6, you got to make time for 6. I'm talking, you always got to ride the monorail.
Now, would you do this? Would you ride the monorail like on a day you're not going to the park? I feel like I could.
Yeah. I mean, because you could do what they call the monorail crawl. Which is like you go across the resort loop and basically you drink at each resort. So you go to like the Wave over in the Contemporary. You go to Trader Sam's over at the Poly and then whatever bar they have over at the Grand Floridian. But yeah, I mean, 6 is very, very important. Our number six here, because, you know, the first day you got to ride the monorail.
I mean, really, a lot of people consider it a ride, you know, like an actual like attraction.
Yeah, so, I mean,
in theory, it's the attraction that you don't have to have a ticket for.
Yeah, I mean, like literally, I could ride the monorail 10 times that first day. Like, I love it that much. Like, it means Disney to me.
I get that.
Yeah. Okay, so we're in our top 5 now.
Okay.
All right, 5. 5 is important. Explore other resorts, not just the one you're staying at.
I agree, and that's probably something that I would not recommend for people who are new to Disney, because you have a lot on your plate anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those 4 parks, if you're on your first, second, third trip, those 4 parks are still a lot to take in. But, you know, when you're a little bit more of a veteran, I've gone a couple times, yeah. I definitely think you should go. There are hotels I'm probably never going to stay at, but I would like to see them. So,
but, I mean, like, have you ever, like, randomly, like, for an ADR or something, like, visited a hotel and been like, I got to stay here next time?
I don't know.
Like, had you visited Beach Club before you ever stayed there? Like,
well, Beach Club was the first place I ever stayed. So
I thought Caribbean Beach was the first place you ever stayed.
Oh, sorry. I got the beach park confused.
Yeah.
Had I ever visited Beach Club? No.
No, really? Okay.
No. Huh, no, just did tons of like research about it.
I mean, like, I've visited other resorts and I've been like, oh, you know, I would like to stay here. So, like, the first time I went to Beach Club, yeah, we were just like, oh, we got to stay here. You know, I'm going to the Grand Floridian, it's like, oh, got to stay here in like 50 years.
Right.
I would even like to stay at the Contemporary after seeing that. You know, it's just,
would you really want to stay there?
I mean, I feel like I have to at one point in time, you know?
Yeah.
Just to say you do. I would like to have stayed at all three monorail resorts. I've done one twice, so.
Right, I get that.
But, you know, especially like at Christmas time, you go to Wilderness Lodge, they have the giant Christmas tree in the fireplace, and the gingerbread house over at the Grand Floridian. And I would say, you know, I've even gotten the opportunity recently to explore some value resorts, and they're really nice as well.
Yeah, I definitely think there's, even like in the way you're talking about, for like future research.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bad idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number four, go to the pool.
Yeah, this is a big one. I mean, seems dumb, but is important.
And you know what? Like, I didn't think that this was part of Explore Your Resort, because really, you know, going to your pool is not exploring your resort. It's just going to the pool and hanging out at the pool for like a couple hours.
Right, and this is the thing. I think a lot of people work a pool day into their trip.
My mom always does.
Yeah,
my mom likes to have a pool day, but yeah, my dad and I are always like, nope, no pool day. We just go. My mom stays at the pool.
Right, that's how I am.
Yeah. Do you think your wife would love a pool day
nope.
in your trip? No? She's accustomed to your way of doing things?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I shouldn't say that.
If it were like up to her and she knew that it wouldn't like upset you or anything like that, like, do you think she'd be like, yeah, let's do a pool day?
Well, I feel like part of our marital vows were that, you know, she has to follow the itinerary for Disney trips.
Right.
But I don't think she would spend a day at the pool or something. I mean, my wife, her favorite thing is not the sun. I would say that she could find herself having a day, let's say, of relaxation.
Yes.
And not argue with that. But
okay.
But no, I don't know. I think if she had to choose, I think she'd probably want to. Aside from the fact, I think the kids would be like with me.
Yeah.
They'd be like, let's go do it. And I don't think she'd ever want to miss that. So no, I'd say she'd probably roll with us.
But you know, at the end of the day, I also think that pool time also is its degree of how important it is also varies on which resort you're staying at.
Absolutely.
If you're a Beach Club, it's a must. If you're a Poly, it's a must. If you are at, honestly, I saw the pool at All Star Movies at the Fantasia pool. That was awesome.
Oh, what's it like?
Oh, it's Fantasia themed. It's got Sorcerer Mickey, and it's awesome. The pool over at Art of Animation, where you can hear the Nemo characters under the water.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
These are all things that like there's just so much magic like instilled in them. Like at the end of the day, like I've seen the pool at like the Boardwalk, and I've seen the pool at like the Contemporary and the Grand Floridian, and I'm just like, yeah, you know what? I could probably go a trip without going in that pool. Caribbean Beach is another must for the pool.
You know, what's the deal with that clown at the Boardwalk?
The clown?
Yeah, the pool has that giant
clown. Oh, yeah, it does. I don't know.
That thing's scary.
Yeah, a little scary. Okay, so moving along to our number three. All right. Nice segue, Peter Mandel, because number three is go to the Boardwalk.
See? Clown.
The Boardwalk is definitely something I had never even slightly experienced before living down here. But one day I decided to take the walk from I decided instead of waiting for the boat, because the boat line was crowded, I was going to walk from Studios to Epcot.
I actually really like that walk.
I do too. And the walk takes you through the Boardwalk. And I got to really explore it for the first time ever. And it feels like an Atlantic City Boardwalk, like saltwater taffy and awesome shops and jelly rolls, the dueling piano bar,
yep,
the dance hall. Like, it's all right there for you. And it's amazing. I love the Boardwalk. Like, I really want to. I've never gone to the Boardwalk at night. I really want to experience like the nightlife at the Boardwalk, but I don't want to do it by myself. So
yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Have you ever really like done the Boardwalk? Like, have you ever gone on it and like walked around?
Yeah, I mean, well, staying at Beach Club, we go over there a lot. You know, even just for dumb things. Yeah, you know, I mean, we've walked over there. They have that nice little candy shop.
What
there
constitutes a dumb thing?
Chocolate covered pretzels
or gummies.
Like, would you walk all the way over there for chocolate-covered pretzels?
I'd walk there for gummies. If there were no gummies at the Beach Club, I'd walk over there, yeah.
Right. See, I've done stuff like that.
Listen, the gummies at Disney are my new obsession. I've never encountered the gummies beforehand. But they have, like, Goofy gummies from, like, Goofy's Candy Shop.
Okay.
And they're, like, just character gummies, but I love them. And then, this was just recently shown to me. They have these Lion King gummies in the Main Street Confectionery. They're in the shape of Pumbaa and Timon theme, so in the shape of centipedes.
Okay.
These gummies are cannot miss.
And what makes them different from other gummies?
They're in cool shapes.
Okay.
No, like really, it's like these gummies. I love these gummies. I really, really do. Like I dream about these gummies.
Are you into them?
I'm very into them. So, typically, if I stop in the Main Street Confectionery, I'm leaving with some gummies. But now, okay. What you know what I would love, but it would never happen because it's as old as all anything. Gummy bear themed gummy bears. Like theme it to the gummy bears cartoon.
Right.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen, but just, you know, it could be an idea. Okay, so Boardwalk. Love the Boardwalk. Okay, number two. This one's kind of also like a pretty obvious one, but ADRs, Advanced Dining Reservations. Eat wherever you can eat that day. You know, go eat at another resort. Go eat, you know, do a dinner show, hoop-de-doo.
Yeah, there's a lot of options. Mm-hmm. For meals outside the parks that I think people ignore sometimes.
When my friends came down, what they did their first day was they ended up going to the luau.
Okay, what'd they think?
They loved it. They said apparently the luau is much different from the... Well, first of all, it didn't rain and wasn't 30 degrees during their luau, so like it was better than your experience. And right. They actually went, so it was better than my experience. So they had a really good time doing that. And I think these dinner shows are definitely a good... are like a really good thing to go do.
Oh, absolutely.
On a travel day. But even, like, you know, themed... Character dining would be a really great idea for a non-park day.
You think
so? Yeah, because it could inject some Disney magic into your non-park day. Like, you can go to Chef Mickey's and see Mickey Mouse, you know?
Yeah, that would be bad. What do you think about hoop-de-doo, like, on a first day you get there?
I could see you wouldn't do
character dining or hoop-de-doo or something like on the last day because you're probably Magical Expressing it.
Right.
But, like, a first day, you think you could do hoop-de-doo?
Yeah, I think I could.
I mean, it's a little bit of a pain in the butt to get there.
But it is a bit of a pain in the butt to get there. However, I feel like it's such a good show that I feel like it would set the mood for the trip.
I mean, if you're not going from the Magic Kingdom boat launch, how would you even get there?
You go to whatever theme park is closest to you and then take a bus to Fort Wilderness. That'd be how I'd do it. Or I would catch a bus from our number one location, Disney Springs.
But the bus stop close to where I don't like the boat.
The bus stop area is over by where World of Disney is. It's over in the marketplace.
Right, but I'm saying, does the bus stop take you close to where Hoop-De-Doo is?
I'm not sure. It's been years.
The boat dock drops you right there.
It does, but you know the bus stop. I mean, how much further could it be from the bus stop, really?
I don't know. That place is a little expensive.
Yeah, well, you know. You'll find it eventually. But yeah, so folks, our number one thing to do without a park ticket is Disney Springs. Disney Springs gives you that Disney experience, but without a park ticket. It's why locals frequent it so much. There's so much to do at Disney Springs. I mean, you could take other things from the list and put it to Disney Springs, like ADRs or shopping. But my favorite thing to do at Disney Springs is go to the food trucks.
Yeah, I've never done this. I'm jealous.
You go to the food trucks, and right by the food trucks, they always have a live musician. So, depending on when you catch it, it's based on what your experience is going to be. Like, they have a guitarist there, an acoustic guitarist, who literally, like, he's got the most amazing singing voice. Like, he sings these amazing songs, all covers, but, like, really, really good. Like... And you could get
you. Do you ever see if he'll do? Or are you like, hey, do an original?
You know, I feel like he did an original one time or something like that. I don't know. But he sometimes will take like crowd requests as well too. Like I really like him. They have a really good saxophone player like down the way over by the Harley Davidson store. They have an electric string quartet over by Fulton's. So there's lots of like really good musicians. Like you can just get some pierogies and kielbasa from food trucks or, you know, whatever food truck you frequent and just sit down and listen to the music. Now, I will say when the really good guitar player is done, the the white rappers come in and they are not good.
No?
Oh, no. No, no, no. They're awful. They come in and like they're just like freestyle rappers, and they like it's like a couple of like skinny white dudes, and they stand there and they like freestyle rap about like what the crowd's doing, and I'm just like, oh, I don't really like, I'd rather hear some good music.
Huh, I find that interesting.
I love the saxophone player. They also over by Jock Lindsey's, and like right between Jock Lindsey's and the Boathouse, they've got this amazing, well, first of all, they've got a really cool band that plays there, like an actual band, like with several members. But then they have like this guitar player. He plays like, you know, like the Hispanic kind of guitar playing, like Spanish.
Right.
Yeah, like very like strumming a lot. And this guy is amazing. Like he plays the guitar upside down. He plays it over, he plays it behind his head. Like, you know, it's very good. Like Spaniard music. Where the string quartet is, you can't really sit and listen to them. Same with the saxophone player, but
if it's kind of music you listen to as you're walking around, though.
Yeah, I mean, I like to go to my, whenever my aunt and uncle are in town, they love to go to Ghirardelli and grab a and grab some ice cream.
Oh yeah.
Also, if you there's two entrances to Ghirardelli. You can walk into the chocolate shop or the ice cream shop. When you walk into the chocolate shop, there's always a girl standing right there on the right who's giving out free samples. Get a little free chocolate. Nosh on that, walk out, go somewhere for 5 minutes, come back, see if it's a different girl.
How many times have you done that?
About five.
I mean, total, not just in one night.
That was, yeah, five.
Oh, yeah.
Come back with nose glasses, a little disguise.
Hey, it was Halloween.
Yeah. The cool thing with Ghirardelli also, like for the ice cream, is you can order like a couple like milkshakes or ice cream sundaes or whatever, and then go sit in the seating area, and they'll bring it to you.
Really? How do they know where you're sitting?
They give you a thing to put on the table, like a number.
I feel like if I sat pretty, like, you know, like they didn't know where I was, I feel like my ice cream would be melting while they're trying to find me.
This is true. That's why sometimes I just stay there. Right. Usually, actually, my aunt and uncle will always go get ice cream. I'll typically get a hot cup of coffee.
Okay.
Or like a latte or something like that, because I'm usually needing an adrenaline boost by that point in time. Go to the pin shop. That pin shop is great.
I like that pin shop. I like those little statues they have at each exit. My kids always want to take pictures with them.
Oh, I always want to take pictures with them.
It's funny. Last time we were there, Ethan was taking a picture with the angry Donald and Daisy that's there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, come on, I'll take your picture. And the like cast member insisted that I get the picture. She's like, give me that camera. You guys get in there. Like, it says don't climb on that statue. She's like, you can climb right on top of there.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
like, is this lady like actually?
Does
like,
she work here or is she just some random angry lady?
And you know Ethan, he would never climb on something that says don't climb on this.
Yeah.
He's like looking at me like, Dad, can I really do this? I'm like, I have no idea.
I don't know. She's got the name tag, son. Climb away.
I'm like, I think she's stealing my camera.
It's like a European National Lampoon's European Vacation moment. You know that pin shop also, you know, not a fun place to be on a really hot day.
Why?
It's open and has no air conditioning. It's like the only shop that has no air conditioning because it's just open. It's just basically.
Yeah, it's not really a shop.
It's a glorified kiosk.
Right.
I mean, it's a very large kiosk, but it's, you know. I always say go into Goofy's Candy Company and get a little caramel apple, some treats. Stock up on snacks to bring back to your room there. I think that's definitely a must do. And, you know, you have World of Disney, which you can spend easily a couple hours in. You know, it's
maybe
just
if you get lost.
It's just so big. The toy box over there is really good too. They have a build your own lightsaber bench there as well.
I think you can build your droids there too.
You can. They have both. They have the lightsabers and the droids. You know, you can also get your drink on while you're there as well. I mean,
of course
they have the tequila. They have a new tequila bar right there, like a new margarita bar. You can also go over to Earl's Sandwich, have a little holiday sandwich.
My wife loves that sandwich.
Oh, it's a great sandwich. I'm trying to think like there's you know what, and I know you would never do this and you're gonna scoff at me right now, but
okay, say it.
go to the AMC Dine-In Theater and get dinner and a movie.
Would never do that.
I know you'd never do it, but some people might. I've talked to people that listen. My friend OJ was down here for his honeymoon for like 2 weeks, and he was like, by the end of it we're like, yeah, let's go see a movie.
I would never do it.
I know.
I've been in Disney World when like major movies release. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was in Disneyland when Avengers 2 came out. I'm not spending one of my nights going to the movies.
Right, and I get it.
I do that when I get back.
I get it. It is a wonderful movie theater, though.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's beautiful.
It is. It's a gorgeous movie theater. I love it a lot.
But it's just not, you know.
Yeah.
Not on my itinerary.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, Disney Springs is just such a wellspring of just things to do. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. I mean, you have to experience it. It's so cool.
Right.
Good food,
cool.
too. Like, when my aunt and uncle and my grandparents were here, they wanted to just sit down and basically order everything on the menu and just share it all. So I got to try a lot of stuff that was on the menu. Really, really good. The calamari flatbread is unbelievable. You know, I had the Rolling Boulder sliders, obviously. We had
how's that?
The Rolling Boulder sliders are really, really good. It's, you know, they're meatballs, but they're like, they're Asian-style meatballs. They're not like, it's not like ground beef. It's like, it's got like a kick to it. I think it's got some curry in it. And it has yogurt sauce on it, which was really, really good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Also, the little tacos that were there. Like, they have a lot of really good food there. Really, really like it. So, the Boathouse is also a great place to eat. I know you're not crazy about Fulton's, but, I mean, I think a crab house on a boat is pretty cool.
Oh, I think it's cool, too. Usually about once every 5 years, and then I stop thinking it's cool.
One of my favorite things to see there at night, it's not something to do, it's something that you might see as you walk by. The volcano for the Rainforest Cafe erupts.
Right.
Spits fire into the sky. It looks like lava's dripping down the side of it. It's so cool.
My kids always insist on going over and looking at that alligator.
Which alligator?
The audio-animatronic alligator they have outside Rainforest.
I've never actually gone up to the Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, really? They have a pretty cool... way better than the one that used to be there.
I'll take
it. Yeah, they have an alligator.
Okay. What else is in Disney Springs? If you are so inclined, Characters in Flight is there. They have a Marvel store. It's the only all Marvel location in all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I walked through it last time I was there. I wasn't super impressed.
I'm not super enthused with it. It's very tiny, but you know, it's still pretty cool. What's the name of the Candy Cauldron?
Yep.
The Evil Queen themed candy shop there is really, really good. I like that a lot. And I know you'd never do this, but Lanuba, Cirque du Soleil Lanuba.
You know, it's funny. I always make fun of it, but I can't say I would never do it. I've done some Cirque du Soleil before. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it's a bad time. I doubt you walk out of Lanuba and you're like, wow, that wasn't good. I mean,
it's been there for so long that it's got to be popular, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, they must sell tickets.
Yeah. I mean, Disney Quest used to be a thing to do there, but now it's going to be the NBA experience. So if you're an NBA fan,
I would like that.
I'm sure you would. I won't. I mean, so that's it. Like that's the list. Anything else?
I mean,
you
that's
wanna...
a lot of things.
It is a lot of things. And it's one of the wonderful things about Walt Disney World is that there is so much to do outside of the parks, you know?
I still haven't gotten my complete fill of park stuff that I have time to do all that, but maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day. I'm sure you'll experience it all at some point. Ready to hear what our friends around the world had to say on this topic?
Definitely.
Okay. So Kate Smith from Mouselaneous Discussion says, walk around the Wilderness Lodge Hotel around Christmas. They have the biggest tree on property, and it's quite spectacular. Tony Stevens says, visiting the resorts, especially at Christmas time. Rebby Lee says, movie and roasting marshmallows at Fort Wilderness. That's another cool thing, is if you can catch one of, like, sometimes they'll do the movies on the beach.
That's fun.
Or you can roast marshmallows and make s'mores on the beach at the resorts. I do love that. Leah Alton says, I haven't actually done it yet, but we signed up for the Wilderness Back Trail Adventure, and it looks awesome. Tim Elbig Jr. says, we enjoy taking the boat down the Sasagula River from Disney Springs for Port Orleans Riverside. Such a beautiful boat ride. It's completely different at night as well. Riding past the treehouse villas and seeing their lights glowing through the trees. Perfect thing to do on a cool early fall night. Dave Weikert says, drink.
Okay. Good one, Dave.
And Jillian Lasseter says yes to that. So... Jessica Johnson says, I love going to Disney Springs, getting a treat from Ghirardelli's, finding a seat, and doing some people watching. Angie Ray Wright says, watch Wishes and the Electric Parade on the water from the beach at the Polynesian while drinking a Lapu Lapu. The Electric Water Pageant is definitely something that I would recommend as well for not needing a parking.
Yeah, very cool.
You can the first night, you can also go to the Poly and watch Wishes.
Yeah, would you really recommend that, though?
I mean, if you go all the time, yeah. If it's your first time ever seeing Wishes, no.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
The last time I saw Wishes from the Poly, they weren't even piping the music in. I don't know if there was a problem with it or whatever, but they weren't playing the music. So, Katarina Dupre says, just relaxing at the resort pool, nothing like swimming in the hot Florida heat. Ashley Robinson says, though we didn't get to do it long, I loved walking down the boardwalk. We had to hustle to reservations at Cape May, so I didn't really get to take in all the performers and shops. Chris Saluda says, touring the other resort hotels and trying out their restaurants and food courts. Heard of a monorail crawl that involves the lounges at the Mono Resorts. Tried doing it with the food areas as well. Family friendly and even better reason to see the decorations for the holidays. Tim Elbing Jr. says, we plan on doing the monorail crawl in October when we stay at the Poly for the first time. Scott Farney says, we did the monorail crawl once. So much fun. And Melissa Grover says, resort hopping and finishing the day with wishes from the Poly Beach. Scott Farney says, there's so much to do when you don't have a day in the parks. One, play golf at one of the amazing golf courses on property. He's a big golfing lawyer. Number two, drinks at the resorts. I like the Territory Lounge at Wilderness Lodge, Misner's Lounge at the Grand, and Bellevue Lounge at the Boardwalk. You can even make a night of bar hopping from resort to resort. Susie Levine Kinnan says, transportation in general is a lot of fun, particularly the boats. I see that the boat ride from Riverside to Disney Springs has already been mentioned, but it is a favorite as the boats between the monorail resorts and the Magic Kingdom. Other favorites are Trader Sam's and the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. Lee Vaughn says, riding the monorail loop around the Magic Kingdom and exploring the hotels there. Kay Pern says, touring resorts, riding the monorail, and I love the outdoor movies. Jamie from over at Orlando Passholder says, the monorail crawl. Chris Rebelski says, Ohana. Especially if you can catch Ohana, like, while Wishes is going on. That's always that's a great place to see Wishes. I've done that before. That's awesome. Samantha Crowe says, golf cart rental in Fort Wilderness. Christina McSheffrey says, back in the day, we'd pick one day during the trip or we'd skip the parks. It's really nice having a down day to break up the hustle and bustle of a typical Disney vacation. We'd sleep in, grab breakfast at the resort, lounge by the pool during the day, sometimes even hit up Typhoon Lagoon. At night, we go to Disney Springs for dinner and shopping, a great recharger. Megan DeFord says, taking the boat from Magic Kingdom for a relaxing ride to the other resorts. Jeremy Hodges says, Boardwalk Bakery and grabbing a No Way Jose at Beaches and Cream. We enjoy seeing Christmas decorations at the resort. I love the gingerbread varieties at each resort, especially the Grand Flaw gingerbread house in the lobby. Dining at resorts is wonderful. Some of our favorites are Yachtsman Steakhouse, Vic and Al, Captain Cook's, grabbing a Dole Whip at Poly, Artist Point, Trails End, The Wave, California Grill, and Flying Fish. You can grab Dole Whips at the Polynesian. So if you want a Dole Whip your first day and it's a travel day, go to the Poly. You can grab it right at Pineapple Lanai.
Worth it just for that.
Yep. And that's where you can get the Dole Whip Swirl, which is the only Dole Whip that I really eat. Ted Richardson says, my wife says Disney Springs. I say the monorail. Paul Tower Nikki says, take a ride. It's fun to just ride the monorail around the resorts or one of the boats to someplace, any place. Just hearing the background music gives you that Disney feel. Also, having a character meal at one of the resort restaurants like Chef Mickey's or Cape May Cafe is a great way to meet characters when you don't have a park ticket. Michael Fernandez says, I love to resort hop, and my family and myself living relatively close to Walt Disney World would drive up just to hang out in Disney Springs all the time. At the time, Downtown Disney. It's always part of my trip because it holds some great memories. Also, catching a Braves game was always fun. Amanda Welker says, dinner at 1900 Park Fair or breakfast at 1900 Park Fair. The characters at both are so fun. Not at that brunch, though, because there's no characters there.
That's right.
Marilyn Fillon says, hoop-de-doo. Jillian Lasseter says, I could ride the monorail for hours. Stacey Gregory says, Chippendale's campfire song at Fort Wilderness, totally free, even if you aren't staying there. Michael Bobeichel says, hanging out at the hotel lounge, the Bellevue at the Boardwalk is my favorite. Gigi Pistone says, I like to go to Beaches and Cream for lunch and great dessert in the afternoon, and then go to Disney Springs for shopping and dinner at Portobello's. That's it.
All good things.
All good things, absolutely.
To quote Olaf.
All right, so you have anything else you want to add to this topic, Pete?
I think we pretty much covered all the bases.
I think we did too. I mean, this was a good one. I really enjoyed this topic a lot. I mean, we've never had a topic. Well, we had one topic that I didn't like, but that never aired. So, that's a Two Men and the Mouse inside joke, folks. And if you're lucky, if you ask real nice, maybe one day I'll tell it to you. You ready to head out for this week?
Yeah, I am.
All right, well, I guess that means that's going to do for Two Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. We love having you here with us, and we always, always, always love hearing your participation on the Facebook discussion group at facebook.com/groups/Two Men and the Mouse. You can also check out our other social media, folks. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/Two Men and the Mouse and Twitter at Two Men and the Mouse. We are also over on Facebook for the White Dragon Podcast Network as a whole at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and on Twitter and Instagram as White Dragon PN. That is White Dragon PN. Sorry, I like hiccuped here. Folks, if you want your feedback read aloud on the show, please send an email to questions@twomenandthemouse.com. And if you like the show, please do us the honor of sharing it. Talk it up. Tweet it out. Give us a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously. It's only through your kind words and praise that this show will continue to grow and prosper. Folks, if you love Peter Mandelin, who doesn't, you can always check him out at Rogue Comics right there in Cranford, New Jersey at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. Or check out roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store, where he's always got some great stuff going on over there. Folks, if you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known universe, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please give our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, a call. Dave will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. You can always find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him, dave@magicaltravel.com. And for me, folks, I just ask, please check out geekwatchtower.com if you're even a little bit of a geek. If you like Doctor Who, you like Marvel, you like DC, you like the Muppets. I'm always reviewing the Muppets over there as well. And we do have Disney news as well, news on Disney movies and whatnot. So please check it out. It's geekwatchtower.com. And please also check out whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com for all the other great shows here on WDPN. All right, Pete, so that does it for another week. Any closing words?
No, I had a good time. I'll see you next week.
All right, see you next week. Folks, please keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.